Across Australia, this is the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Community Radio right across Australia. And coming up next, we've got a special interview which was given to us by 5TCB in Bordertown. And it is a group of Bordertown school students talking with the International Space Station.
Well, I'd like to say good evening, listeners, and good evening to everyone here in the Bordertown Primary School tonight. In a few minutes, we hope to link up with the astronauts on the International Space Station as it circles the Earth at approximately 27,000 kilometres an hour and 390 kilometres high. We have 15 very excited students here that are going to ask Dan Birch, the astronaut on board the space station, questions about their life in space. This evening is made possible through ARIS, which is amateur radio on the International Space Station, and is supported by NASA, AMSAT, which is the Amateur Satellite Corporation, the ARRL, which is the American Radio Relay League, and WorldCom, who supply our phone lines, and also a worldwide group of amateur radio operators that assist. Tonight's radio link is between the ISS and the Earth Station, will be handled by Gerald Glatzko, ZS6BTD, who we've heard speak a short time ago. Gerald lives in South Africa. The link then goes via phone patch, courtesy of WorldCom, to USA, and then back to Bordertown in South Australia and other listening lines. I'm Tony Hutchison, VK5ZAI, and it's a great pleasure to be back at my old primary school to take part in this event. Gerald, are you standing by in South Africa to make the contact with the ISS, and how long have we got to go?
Yes, thank you, Tony, and greetings once again to all the students. Yes, a very, very exciting time, also very testing time. One never knows, you know, this is still space, and sometimes we do slip up. We've got approximately, 8-9 minutes to go. No, what am I talking about? 11:06. So we've got just over 4 minutes to go. Go ahead, Tony.
Thanks, Gerald. I have with me Deanna Dinning, the teacher here, who should get the credit for this event, along with Maxine Dunn, who introduced us nearly 12 months ago, and ever since we've been working and planning towards tonight's event. Deanna, could you tell us a little about the Bordertown Primary School, please?
Hi, Gerald. Bordertown Primary School is the only primary school in Bordertown, which is a small rural town in the southeast of South Australia.
Approximately how many students attend the school?
We have around 530 students from reception to Year 7, and there are 30 staff members at the school.
Could you fill us in on the studies that you involve the students with before tonight's event?
Last year we were learning about the solar system and space travel. We watched Apollo 13 movie as an introduction, and then we travelled 300 kilometres to Adelaide to visit the Andy Thomas 2001 A Space Odyssey display at the museum. We also were able to watch Mission to Mir at the IMAX Theatre. These events ensured that the students' interest levels were kept really high, and when we were given the opportunity to be part of the ARIS program, my children's dreams were very animated and excited. We didn't dare hope that it would come so soon, as I promised the children, even if they were in high school, that we would drag them back to host the show. But luckily enough, it's only 1 year later, and we're here tonight to experience our dream.
Thanks, Deanna. Just one thing. What age would the students be that are going to ask questions tonight?
The children are mostly 9, 10 or 11-year-olds.
Thanks for that. In case no one's aware, this is the second school in Australia to have made contact with the space station. First school being Zeehan in Tasmania. Gerald, the ISS must be getting close now. Would you like to tell us a little about yourself in the time remaining, or any last instructions, please? Over.
Yes, I'm sure that you did tell the students that they must speak clearly and slowly. Please don't try and get it over with as quickly as possible, because it is rather difficult to make out over that distance the questions that you are putting to them. And also, if I may, you know, there is a slight difference in accent. They're American speaking, you're Australian speaking, although we all speak a kind of English. Mine is also different to yours. So please remember, deep down, from the chest, slowly and clearly, and do remember that magic word, over. When once you say over, then I know it's time for me to switch over. You won't hear me again. I'll just be doing the switching, with a warning towards the end, when the time is nearly up. We've still got about, well, just under a minute to go, and then I have tracking antennas. The antennas are connected to the computer. The Keplerian elements are fed from the computer into the tracking system, and my antenna will be tracking the space station from horizon to horizon. So we've got another half a minute to go, and I'll start calling shortly. Just cut for a moment so that I can plug in.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, and we're all set. We're actually transmitting at the moment, and we'll start calling Dan as he comes over the horizon. He's still got about 11 seconds to go. So we'll start calling shortly. His call sign will be November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. That is the call sign of the space station. NA1SS, NA1SS, Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo Tango Delta. NA1SS, Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo Tango Delta, Gerald in Johannesburg calling him by. NA1SS, NA1SS, Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo Tango Delta, Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo Tango Delta calling you, Dan, and standing by.
Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo Tango Delta, NA1SS, have you on clear, over.
Yeah, good day to you, Dan. Nice and loud. So we'll switch over to Australia and let the students ask you their questions. So, Tony, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Gerald, and very good morning to you, Dan. Tony 5ZAI down at Bordertown this time. Stand by, and I'll put Natalia on to ask the first question. Stand by.
My name is Natalia. Is it scary being a long way from Earth? Over.
Natalia, no, I don't really feel scared. I feel very safe, but it is kind of like being on a ship in the middle of the ocean. You could get home if you wanted to, let's say in a lifeboat, but it would be very easy. Over.
Hi, my name is Sam Lackett. How long have you been up in space for? Over.
Well, Sam, I started a watch when the boosters of the space shuttle ignited, and we've been in space 160 days, 12 hours, and 46 minutes. Over.
My name is Jason. How does it feel to take off into space? Over.
Jason, you feel a big push for about 8.5 minutes. To me, it felt like taking off from the aircraft carrier, but it just the acceleration just lasts a lot longer. And then suddenly, when the engines stop, everything floats. Over.
My name is Laura. What happens if someone gets very sick in space? Over.
Well, Laura, we train for that on the ground. We do have medicine and supplies and to treat somebody if they get very sick. However, if somebody would need an operation, we would have to come home and just do what we call emergency deorbit in the Soyuz and hopefully land someplace close near a hospital. Over.
My name is Tani. What do the Earth and Moon look like from the ISS? Over.
Tony, the moon is very bright. It looks pretty much the same as it does on Earth on a very clear night. However, it doesn't get big as you see it sometimes through the atmosphere. The Earth is very, very pretty with very different colors, with colors of blue and green. And Australia, a lot of times, it's tell it's Australia, but because the Earth has a very red, the dirt has a very red color. Over.
My name is Sam Rasmussen. How long does it take to get from the ISS back to Earth? Over.
Well, Sam, normally the way we'll go back is on the space shuttle, and it'll take us a couple of days because we don't deorbit right away. If we were to go back to the Soyuz, once we undock from the space station, we would be home and, on the Earth in about 3 hours. Over.
My name is Jordan. How long do you have to train to be able to live on the ISS? What things are important?
Jordan, we trained about 4 years, but you could probably do it in about a year and a half. Things that are important are how to operate the computers, the robot arm, and the Soyuz spacecraft, which is our lifeboat, and also the experiments. Over.
My name is Chantel. Why do we need a space station? Over.
Chantel, we think the scientific research is important that we're doing on space station to help us better prepare, especially our own bodies, before we do a long trip to Mars. One of you may be right in the room right now, may be one of the ones to go on a trip to Mars someday. Also, another important aspect of International Space Station is just that. It's an international effort, and we're learning how to work together. Working together with other countries, as you all know, is not always very easy, and we think that it's a great a goal to be working together and building something together. Over.
My name is William. How fast does the ISS travel? Over.
Okay, the ISS travels about 17,500 miles an hour, William, and if I did my conversion correctly, I think that's just over 28,000 kilometers per hour. Over.
My name's Emma. How many parts are there on the ISS? Is the ISS completed? Over.
No, the ISS is not completed. Right now we have about six modules and plus the solar arrays. And several of those modules, including the, we also have the Soyuz, and it'll probably be several more years until the International Space Station is completed. Over.
My name is Samantha. How do you bathe in the space station? Over.
Well, Samantha, the way we bathe on the space station is we don't have a bath or a shower. What we do is we use wet towels, which have a little bit of a soapy solution on them, and we just wipe our bodies off. In the States, we call it a spit bath, but I'm not quite sure what you all call it. But when babies are very young, that's similar to how babies get their baths. Over.
My name is Riley. How can you know the temperature in space, and what is it now? Over.
Well, Ronnie, we really don't have a temperature sensor outside space station, but I know that the temperature gets up to 250 degrees Fahrenheit down to minus 250 degrees Fahrenheit. Inside, we maintain the temperature right about 23 degrees centigrade. Over.
My name is Raquel. Have you seen any meteors? Over.
Raquel, most of the windows we have do not point towards, you know, direction where we would be looking to look at the meteors, but on occasion when I do look at the Earth, I have seen meteors go through, enter the atmosphere, and it just looks like a very bright, much like the same as it does on Earth, but we see it for a little bit longer. Over.
My name is Ashley. Is it important to keep exercising in space? What happens when you get back to Earth? Over.
Ashley, yes, it's very important to keep exercising in space to keep our muscles, and not only our muscles, but our bones. When you work the muscles, the area where the muscles attach to the bone actually send a signal to the bone to tell it to keep growing or that it needs to grow. So that's why one of the reasons why we need to keep exercising. And once we get back to Earth, I'll feel very, very heavy and very weak, and it'll probably take up to 6 months for all my bones to get as strong as they were before I
you, how does the crew manage to get along together for the whole time you are in space? Over.
Thank you. It's not easy. It's kind of like taking a family trip and never getting out of the car for 5 to 6 months. It can, you tend to get on each other's nerves every once in a while. And what you can do is exercise. Sometimes that relieves tension. You just need to have a lot of patience, and sometimes you just need that time alone. And we listen to music and do other things to relax. Over.
Thanks very much, Dan. It's Tony, VK5ZAI, back again. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all a safe trip home in the next week or two. And is there any advice you could give the students on their studies if they want to be involved in the in space exploration? Over.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure with you for the past 5 months. Hopefully we'll get to do it again before return. What I would suggest to the students is that they continue to follow their dreams. That I never, to let you know that when I was your age, I never thought that I never dreamt that I'd be able to come here in space. I only just from watching TV and actually I did think about it when a human first landed on the moon, and I thought that would be a neat thing to do, and that's how I started when I was about 12 years old. So continue to follow your dreams. Over.
Thanks, Dan. How about a big clap for Dan Birch on the space station? Thanks again, Dan. Incidentally, I've got a very nice photo of Emily speaking to you from Pflugerville.
Thank you also to all the students at Bordertown Primary School in South Australia. May you have a great day and continue to pursue all of your dreams, and best of luck in the future. This is NA1SS out.
Thanks, Dan. It was a most enjoyable contact, and I assure you we've got 15 very happy students and a couple of hundred others with parents mixed with them that were quite impressed, I think. Thanks again. Back to you, Gerald.
Okay, Tony, and that was excellent. And my compliments and congratulations to the students and the teacher that trained them. It was outstanding. Thank you.